Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and I am sick and tired of mock drafts. Sick and tired of it, because they're unoriginal, and everyone's got one. But today, I'm going to give you something different, something unique, something that I created, which is the General Manager's Mock Draft, where I don't talk about what I think teams will do, I talk about what they should do. So I will play the role of GM for all 32 teams, and draft the player that I think that team should draft based on who's going to be available. It is going to be a two-part episode. Today is going to be part one, where I go picks 1 through 16. And starting off, I am going to play the role of the general manager of the Cleveland Browns because they have the first overall pick. Move aside John Dorsey because this is the player you should take first overall. All right, so I am selecting first overall for the Cleveland Browns. I have a rule when drafting, and I have a rule with players. And let me just start off by saying this. Let's just talk about the situation with the New York Giants right now. Odell Beckham, people, we've heard rumors of him being on the trading block. I don't believe you trade or pass up players in the draft when you probably will have no chance at getting a player that good, that talented, that special, at that position again for maybe 10-plus years. And I believe the Giants are in a position right now where you can't trade Odell Beckham because he's a once-in-a-generation type player. Now, with that being said, the Cleveland Browns are picking first overall. First overall. And they have two once-in-a-generation type players in this draft. Those two players are Quentin Nelson, and they are Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is going to make the bigger impact. John Dorsey, coming from Steve the Scout, if you do not draft Barkley first overall, you're a fool. You're a damn fool. Because there's no quarterback in this draft when you want to look at best player available that touches either of these two guys. And if you draft a quarterback first overall, you're foolish. Let me just say this. The quarterbacks that are available in this year's draft, none of them, in my opinion, probably deserve to go in the top five at this point. There might be one, and I'll tell you who that is in a bit. But look, none of these quarterbacks should really go in the top five. So with that being said, you at least want to wait to your second pick in the first round, which is your fourth overall pick, and draft there. Maybe you draft a quarterback then if you do it. But you don't do it first overall. And if you don't draft Saquon Barkley first overall, you're making a big mistake. Because what you want to do to set up a team for success, what the Cleveland Browns need to do after screwing it up so many times is this. Look, they have a quarterback in there that is serviceable and perhaps even more than serviceable in Tyrod Taylor. If you want to draft another quarterback, you have to not make the same mistake that other teams are making, and you have to properly build around your quarterback. And you know what's one of the best damn ways to build around your quarterback is get him a once-in-a-generation type talent at running back. Get him a once-in-a-generation type talent on the offensive line. But you got to take the running back. I believe that when you look at Barkley and Nelson, they're very close together in terms of who's the better player. I had a very hard time deciding going between one and two on them. They're both damn good and without question, 110% sure they are home run picks. There, no question whatsoever. But you got to take Barkley. So I am the GM of the Cleveland Browns, and my first overall pick is Saquon Barkley, the running back from Penn State. All right, the second overall pick belongs to my favorite team, the New York Football Giants. And here's what the Giants should do. As I just said a second ago, when you have once-in-a-generation type talent, especially when that once-in-a-generation type talent will make your quarterback play better, and that once-in-a-generation type talent is ready to dominate from day one, you take them. So look, again, it's really the same situation for the Cleveland Browns. If the Cleveland Browns are picking first overall, I told you they need to go Barkley. If they don't go Barkley, then the Giants need to take Barkley. But if they do, if the Browns do select Barkley, the Giants should not trade out of that pick and they should draft Quentin Nelson. I am telling you, he is going to be, in my opinion, a Hall of Famer. I make bold predictions. That's part of what this show is about. I've never seen such a can't miss prospect at the guard position, and I don't know how long. I'm telling you, this guy is a bad mother. Watch him play. Watch him play. What's crazy about Nelson, when he loses the leverage battle, he still dominates. Just some of the stuff that he does is outrageous, but yes, Giants, you take Barkley. If not, you take Nelson. And you know what? Whether the Giants draft Barkley or whether they draft Nelson, Barkley and Nelson are going to share that stadium with a rookie quarterback next year because the New York Jets also play in MetLife Stadium, and the New York Jets did trade up to get the third overall pick. A decision that I think was a very poor one. When your team is thin on paper, you do not mortgage your future, and that is exactly what they did. Now, as a GM, I have a boss. My boss is the owner. Look, I would probably be put in a position now where I really have to draft a quarterback. It's not the position I wanted to be in, but let's just say I come in tomorrow and I'm taking over for the Jets, and Woody says to me, "Hey, Steve, you have to draft a quarterback. Who am I drafting?" Here's who I'm going to draft. I'm going to draft Baker Mayfield. He's the best quarterback in this draft. He is probably going to be the third or the fourth one selected. And I would probably guess the fourth one selected. And I think it's a terrible mistake that teams are making. Go back and look at Baker's games where he has played against great defenses and where he was forced to sit in the pocket a lot more. It's pretty. And I'm telling you, from a scouting perspective, when you really are being truthful on the game tape, I have watched both players. He plays very similar to Russell Wilson. And if you are going to draft a quarterback at that point, Baker Mayfield has the best short to mid-range accuracy. He is excellent in the pocket. He is I believe, someone who will transition into the NFL and be a pocket-first quarterback, but also a runner who runs at calculated times, and because of that, will have less injuries than a guy that just throws caution to the wind. So with that being said, yes, I'm the GM of the Jets. I'm forced to pick a quarterback, and the guy I'm drafting is Baker Mayfield. All right, the Cleveland Browns are back on the clock, drafting fourth overall. What am I doing here? So at this point, Saquon Barkley is in all likelihood not going to be available. My philosophy is this, is whatever quarterback the Browns are going to have in the future, they want to do what they can to make that quarterback better. So if Quentin Nelson is there, I am taking him. Now, if Quentin Nelson is not there, here's what I'm doing, is I am completing the pass rush. The Cleveland Browns pass rush is getting better. What is going to finish the job is adding Bradley Chubb. Because you have Myles Garrett on one side, and if you put Bradley Chubb on the other side, who is a home run, can't miss prospect, and the most skilled pass rusher in this draft, and you look at pure skill, he's the best. You put those guys on opposite sides of each other, teams will not be able to defend that, and I believe that right there will change things for the Browns. So they draft Nelson if he's there. If not, they draft Bradley Chubb. All right, guys, I am John Elway. Well, no, actually, I'm not John Elway. I'm 5'10, 260, and my throwing arm sucks. So, no, I'm not. But what I am going to do is I am going to play the role of general manager of the Denver Broncos and tell you what they should do. The Denver Broncos need offensive line help more than anything else. They are going to continue to struggle if they do not continue to build on the offensive line. So, if for any reason Nelson is there, you take him. I don't believe that he is going to be there. So I think at this point, I have to go best player available. And when I go best player available, I go with who I believe is the best defensive player in the entire draft. And that is safety Derwin James from Florida State. I believe he can play every position in the secondary and has the versatility to take on a crap ton of linebacker responsibilities. I believe that you get Nelson. If not, you get Derwin James because he is that damn good. All right. I am now playing the role of GM of the Indianapolis Colts. And this one is going to be different because I'm going to tell you what they should do. They should trade out of this pick. Here is my strategy if I am GM of the Colts. I trade out of this pick. I stockpile picks and try to get as many offensive linemen in this draft that I can. Because there are some really good offensive linemen, way more notable on the interior part of the offensive line. But the Colts' number one goal, if they want to be a successful team, is you have to protect Andrew Luck. People don't realize that if he has protection and can get into a rhythm, he still has the potential to be one of the very best quarterbacks in the game. His upside is absolutely outrageous. They just need to protect him and give him some running help. So at this point, if I'm the Colts, I trade out of that pick and I do what I can to nab a couple good interior offensive linemen, you know, maybe later in the first round, early in the second, because there's going to be good guys available. I believe they can rebuild a lot of their offensive line with rookies and go into next season keeping Andrew Luck more upright. And that is what the Colts do at pick number 6. Get out of there, stockpile some picks, protect your quarterback. The 7th overall pick belongs to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I believe they are in a very similar position to the Colts. And to be honest, I wouldn't mind seeing them doing the exact same thing. And that is trade away some picks to get more pieces in this year's draft where you can build around your quarterback. Because just like Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston's upside is outrageous. And you got to build around him. He needs a running back and he needs offensive line help. Same position the Colts are in. So I'm going to give you the same thing again. Trade out. Help your quarterback. This will help your team down the road. Tampa Bay, just like Indianapolis, get more draft picks. All right, the Bears have the 8th overall pick, and they need to go best player available. The best player available at number 8, if he's there, again, Derwin James is my best defensive player in the draft. Who is my 2nd best defensive player in the draft? It's Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker from Virginia Tech. He can do a variety of different things for you and has a ton of versatility in terms of being a top-tier pass rusher and a top-tier middle linebacker. Tremaine Edmonds is there, and, you know, he is someone that is going to be a great pick for them. But here's, again, my philosophy. The Bears, best player available. First, you see if Derwin James is there. If he's not there, I'm going down the big board. After that, I'm going Tremaine Edmonds. If he's not there, then I'm going Minka Fitzpatrick. And I'm telling you, they take one of those 3 players, they are without question having a home run pick. And the 9th pick belongs to the San Francisco 49ers. Same strategy as the Bears. Best player available. Again, my top 3 best defensive players in the draft. Number 1 is Derwin James. 2 is Tremaine Edmonds. 3 is Minka Fitzpatrick. 4, I put Bradley Chubb after that. And I am going whichever of those is going to be available. So if that's my best player available list at this time, so whichever one of them is available is the player that I'm going to be taking from those 4 players. Now, moving on to our 10th overall pick, it belongs to the Oakland Raiders. All right, the player that I like here for the Oakland Raiders at pick number 10 is Marcus Davenport. Initially, I was not as high on Davenport because I just felt he was so raw that I didn't know how well he transitioned. The more tape I've watched on Davenport, he has some of the best upside of any player in this draft. If you want to talk about upside as a pass rusher, He actually may have the most upside of any pass rusher in this draft. I believe that Oakland needs another pass rusher outside of Khalil Mack to really make that defense dominant. You put Marcus Davenport on the other side, you fix that problem. So in the 10th overall pick, if Davenport is there, which I think he will be, I think that would be a great addition to Oakland and a guy that I would look at drafting if I was their GM. All right, the 11th overall pick belongs to the Miami Dolphins. Ryan Tannehill, I believe, when healthy, can still be a good quarterback. Here's the problem. He's never healthy. He's missed 19 out of his last 21 games. And I believe that Baker Mayfield is going to be available at that time. I think Josh Rosen, I think Sam Darnold, and perhaps even Josh Allen are going to get drafted before Baker. But I do believe Baker is the best quarterback. If Baker Mayfield is available, that is the player that you take. Not because Ryan Tannehill can't play, but because he's never healthy enough. And as I mentioned before, I do feel like Baker will get injured, not as much as people think, because he is a smart runner with the football. Very similar to Russell Wilson when he only runs at the right calculated times. If Baker is there, that is the player that I think they should take. If Baker is not there, you know, I'd still be fine with them taking Rosen or Darnold, but likely those guys are not going to be there. So really, I think there's two choices that they can really have. Number one is you go with Baker Mayfield. Now, if Baker Mayfield is not there, Miami desperately needs a cornerback. And I believe the best cornerback in this draft is Mike Hughes from the University of Central Florida. So Mike Hughes or Baker Mayfield, that is who I think Miami should go with. And the 12th pick currently belongs to the Buffalo Bills. They may want to trade up and get a quarterback, but if they stay put at number 12, yes, I think Baker has a chance of being there. I believe likely by that time, we are going to see Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, and Sam Darnold off the board. If any of them is there, I believe it's going to be Baker. If it is, you take him. If it's not, here is what the Bills need to do. They need to draft this man, the center/guard, James Daniels from Iowa. They have lost Eric Wood. They have lost Cordy Glenn. They need help on the offensive line. If you're going to give A.J. Karen any chance of succeeding, you got to protect him. I like James Daniels because when you want to talk about a center hybrid guard, the guy can play any position, center, right guard, or left guard, and he can play it at what I believe is a higher level than any other player in the draft. When you want to talk about guys that can move between center and guard, James Daniels, in my opinion, is the second best offensive lineman in this draft. He gives you tremendous versatility. If you don't have a quarterback that you want at that time, which I don't believe they're going to have, you go ahead and take the guy that can protect the quarterback. You take the second best offensive lineman in this draft, and that is hybrid center and guard James Daniels from Iowa. The Washington Redskins hold the 13th overall pick, and I will say that the Redskins, they need a lot of help. They need help at cornerback, they need more pass rush help, and they definitely need help also on the front of that defensive line. I believe out of all the areas where they need help, the one that will benefit them the most is getting the biggest push up front. And if you want to get a push up front and you want to help collapse the pocket, I believe that the best player for them to get is defensive tackle Vita Vea. Vita Vea is the best defensive tackle in this draft. I've watched a lot of game tape on him, and this is a guy that will constantly collapse the pocket. He will help your pass rushers be better, and he will be absolutely without any doubt, great against the run game. Go back and watch Vea's tape. He consistently collapses the pocket, and there's no question he is the best interior D lineman in this class and a guy that can help the Redskins defense immediately. And the 14th overall pick belongs to the Green Bay Packers. Well, everyone is saying that the Green Bay Packers need to go out and draft a wide receiver. However, like I said, People always want to ignore the best player available philosophy, and teams need to stop ignoring that. I get it. In every mock draft out there, people are talking about Green Bay needs to draft a wide receiver. But in my opinion, there are no wide receivers in this draft that I think are good enough to go in the top 15. I really don't. So looking at where Green Bay needs help, here's what I'm going to suggest for them as their draft pick. Green Bay needs interior offensive line help. They really do. They need a mauler up front on the interior offensive line. The best guy that's going to be available, the best pure guard that is going to be available is Will Hernandez. Will Hernandez is a home run prospect. He's not Quentin Nelson, but to me, his upside is outrageous, and I see very little chance that he's not going to be successful at the next level. So Will Hernandez here would be someone I would look at. The other player that I would look at here that I think could potentially be available is Marcus Davenport. They're going to be losing, Clay Matthews, they're not going to have him forever. And I definitely think with the way Green Bay set up, they do want to have another good pass rusher in there. Davenport, if he reaches his potential, will be an amazing steal at the 14th pick overall. So I'm looking at really two areas for them. I'm either looking at a pass rusher, and I like Marcus Davenport, or I'm looking at Will Hernandez, the guard. Again, they do need a wide receiver. If there was a wide receiver that I really thought was deserving of going 14th overall, I would say take him. But at this point, if they draft a receiver, it's going to be based too much on positional need, more so than best player available. And the 15th pick belongs to the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals, it's no secret, they are searching for their quarterback of the future. And if they can trade up for him, then, it might be okay. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback in this draft class. If they want to trade up for him, depending on what they give up, I don't have a problem with that. But if they stay where they are at pick number 15, which is what likely will happen, if they stay there, then there's a few options that they can look at. And I believe here are two really good ones for them. Number one is they need help in the secondary. Tyrann Mathieu is no longer there. I believe Mike Hughes is the best cornerback in this draft. I believe he's a hair better than Denzel Ward. I think he could be available, and I do see Mike Hughes as being one of the biggest steals of the first round. So they need help at cornerback. I like Mike Hughes first. If Hughes is not there, the other player that I would like to see them look at, and I just mentioned him before, is going to be Will Hernandez. I'm telling you, Quentin Nelson is not the only all-pro, not the only guard in this draft with all-pro potential. Will Hernandez definitely has that, and to me, he would make sense. You can even look at James Daniels, but ultimately, I think for the Cardinals, they want to get some help on the interior offensive line. Will Hernandez or James Daniels, those guys are great. But if Mike Hughes is there, that is the player I'm going with. If they want to trade up for a quarterback, again, the one I think that they should trade up for is going to be Baker Mayfield. All right, so the Baltimore Ravens have the 16th overall pick. I believe there are two things they can do here that, to me, would make sense. Number one, you draft tight end Hayden Hurst out of South Carolina. Joe Flacco needs a great tight end to throw to. Hayden Hurst is 25 years old, but I'm not concerned about his age because I believe he's NFL ready, and I believe he can come in and make an impact very quickly. The other reason I don't care about his age is, players typically play on the rookie contract for 4 to 5 years, then they go to another team. So I think the fact, to me, I actually see that as an added value for him because you're getting someone who is older, and not saying older is an advantage, but I just believe when I look at Hurst's play, he is NFL ready at the tight end position. The other area where the Baltimore Ravens can look at, and here's the player I would go with, is the center position, because there is a center that's not being talked about because he missed a lot of last year with injury, and I believe when healthy, he could be the best center prospect in this draft, And the game tape on him is flat out amazing. And that is center Frank Ragnow from Arkansas. The Ravens lost Ryan Jensen, so if they can get in there and take Ragnow, who I believe could potentially be the best center in this draft, that to me is a home run pick. There are three really good centers that I look at in this draft, and I kind of go like this. You got James Daniels, I believe is the best center. He could be off the board at this point. If he's not, then, you know, I would go with him. Second is Frank Ragnow, and then also Billy Price would be my third one. So for Baltimore, you know, if they're going center, you know, I like Frank Ragnow and I like James Daniels. But ultimately, you know, I think where they really need the most help is they need another receiving threat. And tight end Hayden Hurst from South Carolina is NFL ready, and he is worth using the 16th pick on.
You know, man.